Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
Rolling over an employer-sponsored 401k into an IRA can be a great choice for a lot of people, but there are some simple yet costly mistakes that can be made if you were trying to make some of these money moves on your own. It's important to get some guidance, and that is where we're going to start today. We're so glad you're here with us today. This is Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, and Brett, my goodness, so many people are looking for moves to make with their money, but it can be costly if we do this the wrong way. So this is going to be a great conversation to have today. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's probably an impactful one for many of our listeners, because the high majority of the families that we get the privilege of meeting with week in and week out here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions typically have money in an old 401k, an old 403b, an employer-sponsored plan that either they forgot about or they just never knew what to do with it, so they left it there, so on and so forth. And the mistakes that can be made by the saver when taking monies out of those accounts, they really can be harmful if done wrong or not avoided altogether. So I'm assuming a lot of us out there will get something out of this segment on the show today, so I think it's a good topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's important to point out when it comes to some of these mistakes, sometimes it's just we're not fully getting this done. We're not completing the rollover. Yeah. We're not fully making sure that all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted. And again, this is why it's important to get some guidance.
Again, like think about it this way. When you change jobs, let's say you worked at company ABC for 15 years. And while you were there, you know, you did your best to save as much as you could in your employer-sponsored plan. Well, for whatever the reason was, you decided or someone decided for you that your time with company ABC was over. And so in that process of going out and job searching and finding a new company, and in some instances, maybe a new career, you clearly had a lot on your mind at the time. And what to do with your old retirement account at your old company might not have been at the top of that list. Mm-hmm. So then you start that new job, you start working hard to make a good first impression. You know, you're learning the responsibilities, the new ways of your new company, making new relationships with your new coworkers, so on and so forth. The next thing you know, it's been 5, 10, 15 more years with company 1, 2, 3. And lo and behold, we just lost track of that old retirement account. And I think although mistakes can be made in taking the money out of those plans, probably the bigger mistake is doing nothing at all. And you might say, well, what do you mean doing nothing at all? What's the harm of leaving our old account there? Well, number one, a lot of times when money gets left behind, it's considered to be dormant, right? Number one, the investments that you previously owned, odds are you still own them. And if you still own them, what's the likelihood that years later, those investments are still the right mix for you and your family compared to when you made those decisions, mm-hmm. odds are many years before. So you take on some risk with having the wrong investments on still what could be impactful dollars in your future retirement years, number one. Number two is also a lot of times money gets left behind in cash. And a lot of people might say, well, what's wrong with just sitting in cash? Typically, the cash portion of an employer-sponsored plan typically does not make very much interest at all. There are exceptions to that, but most oftenly, we're leaving money behind sitting dormant and really losing money by the day in terms of keeping up with inflation. And again, I understand. I've seen it enough times to know it's easy to just lose track of those old accounts, especially when maybe they're not ultra large in value to your overall net worth.
Sure.
But those dollars count. Every little bit helps make a successful retirement better. And I think educating our listeners today on not only the risks of doing nothing and leaving those old accounts behind, but also what to then do with it once we get back on the horse and are motivated to get it out of there, How do we avoid doing that wrong? That's probably the next layer to that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have one more nugget in looking at the overall impact here. There's some research been done about how much it costs when it comes to lost retirement wealth. When you're thinking about, Brett, the people who don't go ahead and do that next step, follow through, maybe leaving it in cash. Vanguard estimates it costs investors a total of at least $170 billion a year in lost retirement wealth. And if you look at that individually, you're looking at upwards of over $100,000 in potential wealth that you could have accumulated had you made some other investment choices. So we're talking a pretty significant impact here, Brett, when you're talking about what you're potentially missing out on if you don't follow all the way through.
Yeah, I mean, again, every little bit helps. And when you start talking about those large dollar figures and missed dollars that we could use into our own retirements, I think hopefully it motivates our listeners to say, oh yeah, did I actually, Brett, now that you say that, I think I'm one of those people you're talking about. Either I do have an old account or two out there that I forgot about, or I've just neglected, right? That's okay too. Hopefully this motivates you to take action here and do a little housekeeping with these old retirement accounts. Granted, every one of you out there has your own specific goals with your money and with your retirements, and you have your own specific needs when it comes to your money. So for me to sit here today on this show and tell you what you should or shouldn't do with your money, I would be doing you a disservice. But what I can tell you is getting a personalized approach or getting an opinion from a firm like ours as to what your options might look like, what might be an option or two for you and your family to consider with those old accounts, that is something I can hopefully motivate many of you to pick up the phone and take advantage of. So give us a call if you'd like to learn about what options you might have with these old accounts. Granted, things have really changed over the years in terms of what's available in the marketplace today for a retiree and pre-retiree versus maybe what didn't exist in the past. If you would like to just get that no cost, very, very simple, no obligation phone call to discuss your options and to also learn about how to go about that process, pick up the phone and give us a call. All you have to do is leave me a message. My number is 1-800-641-3361. Give us a call. Leave us a message. When we're back in the office, we'll give you a call to talk about your old retirement accounts and what options might exist for you. Again, that number is 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. Today, we've been discussing the fact that, Brett, it's so easy to essentially get it wrong or to miss a step when making some of these moves with our money. You think about potentially leaving your old 401k behind at an old employer or just trying to figure out what you should potentially be doing with that 401k as you get into retirement. Let's talk a little bit about some of the options, Brett, for people who they have saved for retirement. They have this 401k. They're just not quite sure what to do next.
Absolutely. I think there's a handful of basic options you likely have when it comes to what to do or maybe not do with these old dormant, oftentimes former employer plans. Number one, you have to be careful if and when you're going to take money out of these accounts. Remember, odds are the high majority of the money in these accounts is likely yet to have been taxed. From a traditional standpoint, most of you out there saved money in these 401ks and 403bs through payroll deduction, and odds are you did it in an attempt to delay or defer paying income tax on the portion of your wages that you saved into these accounts under the pretense that when you retired well into the future and went to spend the money, you would then pay the income tax. So many of you are sitting on what could be a pretty decent tax hit if you're not careful. If you were to simply call up your old 401k custodian, which means the company that houses the money, right? Might be a company like Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab or any of these other large institutions out there. right, and say, hey, I want to cash out my 401k. If you're not careful and you take that distribution directly to yourself, that could be a taxable event. And in that case, you might owe income tax on all of that money at one time. And if you're under the age of 59 and a half and you take that withdrawal directly to yourself, you might incur an additional 10% penalty. So you got to be really careful when doing that. However, you are able to get money out of these old plans without triggering tax or penalty as long as you move it directly into another retirement account. Now, not all retirement accounts qualify, so you still have to make sure you're doing this right, which is why I always recommend working with a financial professional who understands the process of 401k rollovers. But you can take that money and move it into, for one instance, your new employer plan. Now, again, this doesn't apply to everybody, but many employer plans will allow you to take an old 401k and roll it into your new one to help consolidate and simplify your accounts. Mm-hmm. In some instances, that could make sense. However, just as effective in most cases would be to take that former 401k or company-sponsored plan and move it into an IRA. Now, if that money was pre-tax before, at least in the beginning, you're going to want to probably continue to keep it pre-tax so as not to trigger unnecessary taxation at once. If that's the case, you're going to want to consider perhaps a traditional IRA. Now remember, an IRA is not a type of investment. It's not a stock. It's not a bond. It's not a mutual fund. But rather, it is how a particular account is titled and eventually taxed in the eyes of the IRS. You can essentially own almost any kind of investment for the most part in a traditional IRA. The advantage of having a traditional IRA for your retirement money opposed to, say, a 401k comes down to flexibility, choices, and control. Mm-hmm. You know, most 401k plans that I've seen are fairly limited in the options they offer the investor, typically anywhere from 10 to 20 choices, most of which are built and geared towards young accumulators that are saving in every 2 weeks. Whereas an IRA has nearly unlimited options. If you think of it, you can probably own it. So for the most part, and again, there are exceptions, but I typically tell my clients that are in or nearing retirement, why would we keep our money in a 401k when we can put it in an IRA and really gain far more opportunities with where our money can be diversified that simply are not offered to us in a 401k? So an IRA rollover, a 401k to IRA rollover, might be an opportunity for those of you out there who have these previous former employer plans just sitting out there. Again, we won't know for sure until we learn a little bit about you and your accounts, but it gives us a chance to walk you through some of the options you might have in the marketplace. For example, let's say that you're already retired and you just never got around to moving that money out of your old 401k. Well, there's a good chance that that old 401k might be invested in things that are more growth-focused, mm-hmm. more aggressive in nature than what your money likely should be doing today as a retiree. Typically, the closer we get into retirement, generally the more protective and defensive we need to be with our wealth because, again, it has to last our whole lifetime. I have found in my experiences, it could be a little challenging to be efficient and defensive in a company-sponsored 401k plan because that's not really what they're built for. They're most efficient for the young accumulators seeking growth. So we really want to make sure that our money is aligned with the phase of life either we're in or for some of you, you're shortly preparing to enter. Typically, again, that's where an IRA and having the nearly unlimited amount of options that exist in that world, typically we find are a better fit for a retiree or a pre-retiree than those that are still 10 to 20 years away from working. That's typically where my team and I at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions kind of step in to help, is helping families in Michigan understand, here's what your money currently can do for you. Here's what's available to you in the marketplace elsewhere, oftentimes in an IRA. And here are some of those different makeups of portfolios that might better align with the goals you're trying to achieve and the phase of life you're entering. Again, I mentioned it before, having served retirees and pre-retirees exclusively for the better part of over 30 years now here in Michigan, my team and I here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is here to help those of you in or nearing retirement. If you want to learn what might be available to you in the marketplace today as it relates to these old retirement accounts you have, give us a call to learn about what options you have and if any of the alternatives might be a better suit and better fit for you. Simply give us a call. Our number is 1-800-641-3361. If you're one of the next 20 callers on the show, and just leave me a message, we'll walk you through that retirement analysis at no cost whatsoever. You can always learn more at MaximizeMyRetirement.com, or you can text us the word RETIRE at 800-641-3361. Give us a call, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Today, we're talking about some of the different money moves and some of the different options to consider when it comes to the money that you've saved in a 401k. And Brett, as we talk about things like conversions and rollovers, you think about moving your money into an IRA. Could that give you any tax advantages? Is that something that you also should consider?
I would say maybe.
Okay.
And when I say maybe, I mean, again, let's look at the tax side of things here from two different angles. Number one, and again, I have to continue to generalize today because everybody out there's got their own situation going.
Sure.
So take everything with a grain of salt, of course. But for the most part, right, many retirees, pre-retirees across Michigan have built a good portion of their wealth through these traditional 401k and 403b plans that their employers likely offered them. In most instances, these are accounts that you have never paid income tax on while the money was being saved. All of the money you've seen hopefully grow in interest and growth and accumulation of these accounts has also occurred tax deferred, which means that when you retire and you go to actually live off of and enjoy this money that you work so hard to save, each and every time you take money out of the account, that's when you're going to owe the tax. Mm-hmm. Now, the amount of tax you owe when you take money out of these accounts, it's not a flat rate. It's not like a capital gain tax where we know ahead of time what it's going to be for almost everybody. This is what's called ordinary income tax. An ordinary income tax on retirement accounts means the rate of tax you pay is based on the tax bracket you're in when you withdraw the money. Hmm. So if you're a high income earner on a tax return and you take a withdrawal from your 401k, you likely would have to give more of that withdrawal to the government than, say, a low income earner who took the same withdrawal would have to give to the government. It's very much based on your tax bracket at the time. And so when I say that rollovers or moving money from 401ks to IRAs might help us with tax, here's really what I'm talking about. If you take your old 401k or your old 403b and it's pre-tax wealth, and in this example, it made sense for you to move it to a traditional IRA, that move, for the most part, is not going to be a taxable event. To take your $300,000 from your 401k and move it into a traditional IRA, typically, if done right, is not an event that requires you to pay any taxes. When you eventually withdraw from that IRA, that is when, in most instances, you'll recognize the tax. Mm-hmm. Now, once your money is in a traditional IRA, like we talked about earlier on the show, typically you're going to gain far more investment opportunities and options with that money than what you were given in a 401k. That's advantage number one. But in this instance, advantage number two is you now also can start to control some strategic tax planning decisions. And what I'm talking about there is, for example, the idea of chipping away at the tax that we owe the government in efficient ways so that we can have more money for our own retirement and give the government less in the future. One way to do that is through what's called a Roth IRA conversion. Now, again, by having money in a traditional IRA, it might open up opportunities for you to become tax advantaged. Here at the Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, what it is we focus on is not just the investment side of retiring, but also the tax saving side of retirement as well. We want to make sure that we are maximizing retirement tax saving strategies, especially right now with tax rates still being as low as they are, in advance of having to potentially pay more later in life because we didn't know any better. A Roth IRA is an account where when the money goes in, Jen, that is when the tax is owed. So when you put money into a Roth IRA, typically we got to pay tax right then and there.
Yeah.
However, after we've put the money into a Roth IRA, all the growth that we receive on that money over time will eventually be withdrawn, if done right, completely tax-free. We don't owe tax on Roth IRAs ever again, including on all the growth. Again, you have to do it right. There are wrong ways to do it. But in my example here, if I had an old 401k sitting around, maybe I've given you some reasons why it might make sense to move that into an IRA. By moving it into a traditional IRA, we don't have to pay any taxes yet. But then, what if we open up a Roth IRA and slowly and strategically start chipping away by converting dollars of our IRA into our Roth IRA? That is something right now that many families we work with are choosing to do because there are low tax rates from which to be doing that in right now. Now, unlike making a contribution to a Roth, which is limited by how much money you make, and there's also limits on how much you can do per year, Roth conversions do not have income limits. They don't have maximums. There's still right and wrong ways to do it, and you want a personalized approach to you and your family with your professional working on it with you. But again, there are opportunities in the marketplace that IRA and Roth IRAs are giving us right now to take advantage of retirement tax saving strategies. Getting the money out of a 401k first might be the first step in doing that. So not only does getting money out of an old 401k give us investment diversification opportunities, oftentimes it also opens up the door for tax saving strategies for those families that might want to take advantage of that as well. It really is a twofold advantage, whereas 401ks kind of tie our hands behind our back in terms of not only limiting the investments, but also limiting what we can do from a tax planning perspective.
So, Brett, for people who say, okay, this is something I'm thinking about, what's a good first step to start determining is a move like this something that would make sense in my plan? How do we get started?
It really goes back to just giving us a call, right? Again, you can learn more about my team and I at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions anytime by visiting us at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. There's a lot of these things I talk about in the book that you referenced earlier that I wrote, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. But I think it just starts with a simple phone call. I'll put the number out there. If you're one of the next 20 callers, you can also text us. When we're back in the office, we'll call to talk through your rollover analysis and whether or not there's opportunities that perhaps you didn't even know existed yet, both from an investment and a tax saving standpoint. That number today is 800-641-3361. Now you can text us at that same number, the word retire. That's the word retire. Or again, be one of the next 20 callers for your no cost complimentary analysis. 1-800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, as we have been talking about some of these possible money moves, you mentioned the idea of if you do a Roth conversion from a tax-deferred account, one of the provisions you need to think about is this does force you to pay the taxes now. So I have to ask the question, is there an advantage to paying the taxes now? Why wouldn't it make sense to go ahead and just wait and put that off and pay taxes when you're taking the money out?
Sure. Great question. And quite frankly, I think that's a question that a lot of our listeners right now probably also have. And that's, well, why wouldn't I just wait till I retire to take the money out and pay tax? Because won't I be in a lower tax bracket when I retire than right now when I'm working, right? I mean, that's probably the way I would have thought of it too, had it not been for all of the things that have changed in our country these last few years. The odds are, if you have been listening to this radio program of mine now for the last few years, you'll have heard me talk about this at length. Or if you catch me on our Roadmap for Retirement television program every Sunday morning on CBS, you probably will have seen me talk about it on there. But again, it can't be overstated. What is going on in our country right now from a tax standpoint is a unique thing. You see, right now, at this very moment in time, you and I and your neighbors and your friends and your family, we are all essentially in the lowest tax bracket we've been in our working lifetime, for the most part, right? Relative to the amount of income we make. The reason why I say that is because back in 2018, laws were passed in our country in an attempt to try to stimulate the economy. These were tax cuts that were passed during the former Trump administration in an attempt to try to lower tax rates and again, try to stimulate the economy. But when they put these currently very low tax rates into effect, it was predetermined at the time that at the end of the year 2025, these tax cuts were going to expire. And when these tax cuts expired, all of the previous tax rates we had prior to the tax cuts were going to be back into effect. So because that's already in the law, we already know today that taxes are going higher in a handful of months. And so if we know today that taxes are historically low, and we know that taxes are going up in the not too distant future, we should ask ourselves, well, when taxes go back up, what bracket will I be in? And is that bracket then actually lower than the one I'm in now? And for many of you out there, after going through our retirement tax savings analysis exercise, we'll learn that now, even while working for many of you, taxes are likely lower today than they'll be when you retire. Here's the cherry on top, though. And this is why I talk about it so much. It's not just the tax cuts expiring. It's the fear and the concern as to where tax rates head in our country over the long term. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 10 years from now, 20 years from now. And the reason I'm so concerned about where tax rates head kind of comes back to this large elephant in the room right now, which is the $36+ trillion of debt that our country has. It is a very, very unhealthy large amount of debt that we owe. And if you go and ask nearly any economist out there, all of the ones that I've studied have said it so far, there simply is no choice but over the course of time to raise taxes to try to pay back and cut down the debt. Otherwise, this country's in really, really big trouble. Now, I'm not talking about future spending. That's not what this conversation's about. It's about the debt we already have and how we're going to get ourselves out of it. So whether you're a low, mid, or high income earner, to think that your taxes won't have to go up over the course of time based on where we're at as a country, I think is a short-sighted perspective. And as a financial advisor who is entrusted with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of retiree assets here across Michigan, I can tell you that here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, we're not interested in banking on the fact that taxes are going to stay low forever, because so many of our clients out there have so much of their wealth yet to have been taxed. So if today, at this moment in time, we know that from a historical perspective, taxes are really low, and we know that taxes are going up for basically all of us in a handful of months, I often say to my listeners and to our clients, right now, you could think of it as taxes in our country are on sale. They're on sale. Yeah. Just like a car, if you don't buy it in time, goes back to full price. Well, how many of you out there right now would want to understand if there was an opportunity for you to take advantage of this sale, by paying less in tax now on these retirement dollars you've saved so that you don't owe potentially way more in tax later down the road simply because you didn't realize the opportunity you had. We've had this low tax rate environment for a few years now, and those of our listeners I know have been really taking advantage of it. Day in and day out here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, we're showing families the power of how, where, and why to take advantage of these tax-saving strategies while they still can. Now, every one of you have your own situation. You all have your own amount of money saved. You all have your own phase of life you're in. It's not a blanket answer or a blanket recommendation for everybody. Otherwise, I would shout it from the mountaintops. But what I can tell you is for everybody is a no-cost, no-obligation retirement tax savings analysis. What's the harm in finding out how much in tax you likely might owe the government over the course of your lifetime based on the money you've already saved using some general assumptions, as well as how to cut that number down considerably for many of you by taking advantage of these strategies while you still have time. And I can't overestimate that last part, while you still have time. If you are interested in a retirement tax savings analysis, I would strongly recommend you give us a call ASAP so we can potentially help you before the year is over. Because as soon as the year is over, we've lost an opportunity again to take advantage. The number today is 800-641-3361. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll give you that tax savings analysis for free. No obligation. You can text us as well, the word tax, that's the word tax, to the same number. Give us a call for your free analysis today. 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. I am Jen Rizak alongside. And Brett, today we've been talking about some of these different challenges and considerations for people to keep in mind as they are preparing for retirement. And when you think about the idea of investment risk and making wrong moves with moving money from different types of retirement accounts and overlooking taxes, my goodness, there are so many challenges. Talk a little bit about what goes into creating a financial plan that can help address so many different retirement challenges and financial challenges.
Yeah, I know when we do these shows, Jen, it inevitably, I know someone's driving around listening, saying, holy cow, this is a lot of information, right? Like, yeah. Oh man, was I supposed to move money into a Roth or a traditional? And why do I want my money out of a 401k? I get it, right? I know sometimes it's like drinking from a fire hose. And that's why, again, these are decisions that are so impactful on your future retirement success. You don't want to do it alone and you don't want to make mistakes. Because mistakes in or nearing retirement are oftentimes the most difficult mistakes to overcome. And again, speaking from experience of having done this for a long time now for so many Michigan families, you only get one shot at retirement, just one. It's absolutely critical that you get it right. And when we talk about financial planning for a retiree or for those of you who are thinking about retiring in the next 5, 6, 7 years, we've talked a little bit about having an investment plan for retirement. And a lot of times the investment plan for retirement is different than the investment plan while you were working. Again, while we were working, the income we needed to live on was coming from our work, from the employer. Therefore, we didn't need our investments to pay us an income because we were getting that elsewhere. However, when you retire and you shut that paycheck off from your employer for the first time in your life, now all of a sudden, you have to start to pay yourself every single month. And that's where we see so many unintended mistakes made by the do-it-yourselfer or the uneducated retiree. Because getting money out of your accounts, believe it or not, is a lot more complicated than it seems. Because mistakes compound upon themselves, whether it's taking money out and triggering an unnecessary tax burden or investing your money in a specific account or type of investment that was not intended to be withdrawn from at this time, so on and so forth. So you really want to start to shift your focus typically when you're 5 to 7 years out of retiring, or once you've retired, if you haven't done it yet. You really want to, what I call, repurpose your wealth. You see, the strategies that you use that got you to retirement oftentimes are probably not the strategies that you'll want to carry through retirement. Odds are we want to shift from growth mode on our money all the time to still some growth, but now we want to start to focus on things like preservation and income when it comes to our money. This money has to last our whole lifetime, so odds are we might want to throttle back the level of risk we're taking on now that we're getting into and eventually approaching retirement. Mm-hmm. That's where those IRAs can be helpful because, again, the choices as to where we can invest money in an IRA are nearly unlimited, far more than we even need, quite frankly, versus the limitations we face in those company-sponsored 401ks. But let's talk a little bit for a moment about getting your money ready to live off of or ready to spend. That's referred to as income planning. We really want to have a plan in place that specifically aligns our wealth and our savings with the income that we need not only now, but well into the future. How are we going to come up with an income from our portfolio? Are we going to just every couple of weeks submit a withdrawal request from the 401k and take money out and hope that we never run out of money someday? Are we going to call our broker and say, hey, send me money, I need it? Or are we going to sit down with a retirement-focused advisor who can help show you the importance of diversification in terms of retirement income planning? Not only do we want to maximize our Social Security benefits, right? If we have a pension, let's make those decisions correctly. Mm-hmm. And once we've done that, then we can make decisions on how to invest our portfolio. For those of you out there who are going to need income from your investments every month to get by, let's make sure we're investing in income-generating things, right? Again, it sounds complicated, or maybe it sounds too simple, I'm not sure, but I can tell you that there is a right and a wrong way to do this for most of you out there. And most often, I see those that do it on their own, or believe it or not, those who do it with an accumulation-focused broker. You know, those really good relationships you've had with your advisor for decades, those that help get you to retirement, that are really good at growing your money in the stock market over long periods of time. Oftentimes, even those professionals I have seen go about retirement planning wrong. And that's where, again, my hope with these shows that we do week in and week out is to reach as many listeners as I can and say, hey, listen, if you're already retired, and you have not yet gotten a retirement plan in place that takes into account investment choices and income planning and tax saving strategies, let this be our wake-up call. And for those of you who are still working but plan to retire within the next 5 to 7 years, let this be your motivation to get a second set of eyes on your plan. Because those who prepare to retire in advance of retiring typically have the smoothest landing when they get there. And I get that question a lot. Like, Brett, when should we call you? When is it time to call a firm like Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions to help us with our money? I typically say it varies, but generally when you plan to retire within 5 to 7 years, most of the clients we work with are 55 and older, right? Again, not that we can't help younger families. We just don't spend a lot of time doing that, right? Just like I think the broker who might help the younger family grow their money probably doesn't spend a ton of time with the retirees. Everybody's different. But I think, again, learning how to take your life savings and repurpose it specific to your family's goals and objectives and risk tolerances, those are the things that I hope many of our listeners will understand the importance of. We've talked a lot about taxes being on sale today, and I can't stress enough the shrinking window of time we have to take advantage of these strategies. Don't let it be too late. Whether it's an investment income or tax saving strategy you're looking for, or all of the above, take advantage of our no obligation, no cost offer by giving us a call right now. Our number today is 800-641-3361. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do those analyses for you at no cost, completely free. You can always text us the word retire, but give us a call for the last time during this segment. Be one of the next 20 callers. 1-800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. Today, Brett, we've talked a lot about some of the different money moves to consider, certainly for people who are in or getting close to retirement. So I do want to ask, when you think about all the different types of financial professionals out there, you think about people who you could talk to about your banking or your investments or your insurance accounts. Talk about the types of advice givers when it comes to what we're talking about today, all of these different financial vehicles, but in the lens of retirement.
Sure. And that's probably a good question. I think a lot of our listeners might not understand the difference. You know, not all financial professionals are created equally, just like, you know, not all medical professionals are created equally. We all typically have our own area of focus, I would think. And different people need different help. They need different perspectives. They need different sets of tools. And one of the areas that I think we could start with is, again, working earlier in life to later in life. Let's say those of you out there who have a 401k or a 403b through your current employer, perhaps you might have had an interaction at this point with a financial professional who represents the 401k. So this might be a representative that sits down with you once a year or that you can call into the hotline and ask questions to, and they might be really well-versed in the limited array of options your 401k plan offers you. They might help coach you through how to pick the investments within the plan itself based on things like your risk tolerance and their knowledge of the investments within the plan themselves. And for the younger accumulator out there, that's probably sufficient. Is getting the advice of a plan sponsor or a plan representative. Now, where I see things start to go a little iffy is once you start to bring in that 401k representative in other areas of your financial life, asking them questions about your IRA or your Roth IRA, or heaven forbid you ask them about tax savings, odds are those questions are going to get real difficult for them to answer because that's a little bit outside their box, right? And that's normal. We can't be all things to all people. Like I so often say, the jack of all trades is the master of none. We've all heard that saying before. Well, another type of advisor or financial professional you might encounter is not necessarily a 401k representative, but an actual financial professional who actually helps manage your money for you. Somebody that you compensate or that you pay a fee to for active management of your wealth. And if you are in the accumulation phase of life, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, maybe your early 50s, you would seek out the help of an accumulation-based broker. And goodness, there's no shortage of great ones in our community. Just look at a street corner or a strip mall, you'll find one, right? They're everywhere. They'll do a good job helping grow that account for you, I would think, over long periods of time in the market. But again, when you ask them about things like tax saving strategies or retiree healthcare options or how do we maximize our Social Security benefits, I have found that typically is over their head. So instead of working with a broker that specializes in the younger years of planning, as you age, recognize it's not their fault. That's just not necessarily where they spend a lot of time. So you want your financial advice giver to evolve with the phases of life you're in. That brings you to the pre-retiree and retiree phase. That's where my team and I live. My team of independent financial advisors here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, we're not a 401k plan sponsor. We're not a broker that works with young accumulators aggressively growing money in the markets. We're there to kind of pass that baton over to, for those of you leading up to retirement, 55, 60, 65 plus years old, who have built the wealth through those previous great relationships and are now looking for somebody who understands all of the complexities ahead of retirement, retirement portfolio management, retirement income planning, maximizing Social Security benefits, planning for retiree health care, talking about the obstacles of long-term care, on and on and on, and not to be missed, retirement tax saving strategies that can be impactful in maximizing your wealth throughout retirement instead of being a statistic in one of those families who so often fear that they might outlive their money someday. Again, we can't be all things to all people. Those of you who watch me on television every week or listen to the show and call, who are in that young accumulation phase of life, I'd love to help you. I wouldn't do a good enough job for you. I just wouldn't. I don't spend enough time doing it. But those of you approaching retirement within 5 to 7 years, or those of you who are already retired, no matter how far you're into retirement, those are the families we've rolled up our sleeves and we're eagerly awaiting the opportunity to help and serve here in Michigan. If you are in that phase of life or approaching that phase of life, and you'd like to talk about something like your old 401k and what to do with it, or these retirement tax saving strategies I've referenced on the show and which ones, if any, might you want to take advantage of while taxes are still on sale, or you want to talk about repurposing your wealth and getting it ready for the phase of life ahead, which is retirement, simply give us a call. You can learn more about us anytime at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. You can always text me the word RETIRE to 1-800-641-3361. But for the final time today, be one of the next 20 callers for your free analysis. We're excited to hear from you and help. That number is 800-641-3361. That's 800-641-3361.
Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business, The Brzezinski Group, Inc. The Brzezinski Group, Inc. is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. AE Wealth Management does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by The Brzezinski Group, Inc. are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. The Brzezinski Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by the Brzezinski Group. This radio show is a paid placement.